Let me just say this, man. This show is so good. We talk about, you know, shows that are in the golden age of television, like The Sopranos and, you know, Breaking Bad and all that, Wire, all that crap. This is so different, and it's in a different world, literally, and but it's a familiar universe. But this was such a no-win proposition, I thought, when it officially was announced, to somehow make this doable. Not only doable, but make it good. And not only make it good, make it really good.
Yep.
Dude, this is great. I don't care if you've never seen any Star Wars before. It doesn't matter. This is great Old West TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. I mean, this season, so we're 5 out of 8 into this season, and, you know, you can binge the first 5 or, heck, the first 13 of the entire series if you want and get caught up in no time. But this is original content, of course. It's independent of the actual Star Wars story. Of course, there are links here and there. But each episode, which is delivered to you every Friday, it's just real high quality now. And I wasn't sure in season 1 at certain points. I liked it, but I didn't know if I loved it. But yeah, I have to admit, it's not just my boys who are fired up when Friday hits. I'm ready to roll, too.
When does it actually drop? At midnight?
I think Thursday night at midnight or so, or maybe at 11.
Do you know?
Man, I think it might be a 1 or 2 in the morning.
Is it? Okay.
Our time, because I think Pacific maybe midnight.
Do you watch it Friday morning?
I watch it after I drop the kid off at school in the morning, yeah.
I got to wait till the boys can assemble, so it's usually Friday night or Saturday night.
It's so good, and this one, you know, it was really cool to see an episode titled The Jedi.
Yep.
Because I've kind of been waiting, and you kind of knew this was around the corner at some point, but let's be honest, the entire world that for the last 40-plus years that we've grown to know revolves around one thing, the Jedi, right?
The Jedi.
They are the centerpiece of everything that this is about.
They are the ultimate interpreters of the Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way the series feels written is, you know, not that different than your TV shows of any genre, in the sense that they give you some independent stories that are connected for sure, but at the same time, just if you only sat down and watched one episode, you could kind of figure out a lot of what's going on and kind of see the beginning, middle, and end of that little side mission or that next thing that they have to accomplish, and there's a real rhythm to it, and so the episodes vary, and of course they all seem to be in a completely different setting or system, if you will, planet. And this was no different. We were on Corvus, the desolate forest planet of Corvus, Ty.
Yes.
Ty is our Jedi Master.
It had a real kind of
crouching
tiger, hidden dragon feel to
it.
It
had an Asian flavor to it.
Yeah.
It really did. That's well said. It the premise, of course, is that we're trying to get this young baby Yoda to where he needs to go. So that Mando can pretty much get back to whatever he was doing
right
when the series started.
Making some side hustle money, doing whatever he does.
And they have formed a bit of a bond, but we've never gone so far as to even know the name of the character other than Baby Yoda. And of course, if we're going to review this, we should let people in on the big news from episode 5, and that is Baby Yoda now has a name. And if you didn't figure that out on your own, every time Mando would say Grogu, Baby Yoda would, what?
Yeah.
Like he would respond to it every single time.
His ears would move and he would coo.
What, you want me?
I mean, it literally is like a dog.
It's pretty great.
You saw my tweet the next morning, didn't you?
No, what'd you say?
So, watched it with the concubine,
uh-huh,
who always falls asleep.
Yeah,
on Friday night, misses the last 20 or 30 or 15 or 20 minutes of it. And the next morning, she goes, "So, what is Baby Yoda's name? Grego?"
Yeah.
She has no idea who Greggo is.
Right.
I was like, no, but that's going to make a hell of a tweet.
Yeah, let's use your force.
And yeah, the memes that got shot my way were hilarious. Oh, just God. Baby Yoda with robot Greggo sayings underneath them.
What else is going on, Mandalorian? Anything?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, honey, it's Greggo. No, it's Grogu.
So the the Jedi we find here on Corvus is Ahsoka. Yeah?
Yes. First, Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano.
So this is
Tano?
In the 40 years outside of Leia, which really wasn't a Jedi, let's face it. Is this the first female Jedi that we've seen?
No, you know, I think in the prequels, when they had some of the big Jedi fights, I think there were some females in
there. In those three, there were?
Yeah, like in Attack of the Clones, maybe.
I've so thrown those out.
Well, Ahsoka was featured in the Clone Wars cartoons because she has such a unique look to her.
That makeup was cool, by the way.
That even though I didn't fully give that much time after the first couple episodes and the boys kept going and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You guys go on without me.
Is that what she looked like in the...
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And so...
She was the Padawan of Anakin Skywalker.
There you go. That's
okay.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you for...
And is that supposed to be some sort of Native American takeoff?
Like the hair? Or the headdress?
The painting in the face and all that? Yeah, I should be able to tell you, right?
You should.
What do you got on that, Ty?
Being like 1% Cherokee or whatever you claim to be.
It's 90. Uh-huh.
Well, she looks great, and this is going to be a spinoff, right?
Yes, they're rolling her into a spinoff series.
I was only guessing, but that has to be, right?
Are you serious?
That's their plan.
On
Based
Disney?
All around Rosario Dawson's character?
Why not?
Yes.
She is outstanding.
She is, man. And the double lightsaber. Look, again, I turn into a 7-year-old a lot of times when I see this show, but to see lightsabers used... In really cool
Somebody
ways.
Somebody called it a laser sword.
Yeah, your laser sword. It's a Mandalorian. Yeah. It's like your laser sword won't work, you know? But to see that done in that fashion, and it does make you think about the original, you know, A New Hope and how cheap all the fights were and lame, and now it's so kick-ass.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Kung Fu.
Yeah. So he just assumed that since he met a real Jedi and saw what she was capable of and could communicate with Grogu... that she would take him on, but her whole thing was like, look, I'm not taking this kid on to train him. I can't do his training because of his attachment to Mando, and she's afraid that because of her connection with Anakin, Ty, that she's seen what the Force can do to those that may have a propensity for bad things. And let's keep in mind, Baby Yoda, he's kind of naughty. He eats eggs when he's not supposed to. He steals food from classmates in school.
He's just a child, Danny.
He's 50 years old, and he's already gone through some training.
And he's 50?
And it had to be... Yeah,
yes.
He's 50.
Yeah.
What?
He's gone through...
Yoda was 900.
Yeah, in Yoda years, it's
okay.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's... I think it was implied or even stated in this episode that he had gone through
training.
And I guess it was
he
aborted.
He got kidnapped.
Yeah, he got aborted for whatever reason. And her whole thing... Rosario Dawson's whole thing is like, look, it might be best just to let his powers fade, much like they did in Princess Leia, I would assume.
Because he's been, since the fall of the Republic, he's been suppressing his Jedi powers because he doesn't want anybody to find him.
Right.
Yeah, which sounds
Until
a lot
Mando
like she
was
just...
getting ready to get eaten by a monster, and then he made the monster fly.
Yeah, right.
She just didn't want anyone dumping a kid on her. She's got she's got too mobile a lifestyle and just doesn't
Dudes
want to be
Dudes on every
down.
Planet.
Yeah, it's just one...
I'm not, families everywhere.
Yeah, I would really love to train this young Jedi, but very busy. I've got to do something this weekend.
She knew that what the dark side of the Force in someone that may not be ready to do the training the proper way, she's seen what it can do with Darth Vader.
I would have loved to have seen, because I didn't realize this, that the Mandalorian and Jedi were foes for, you know, thousands of years or whatever. I kind of want to see a full-on Jedi versus Mando fight.
Well, you got a little taste of
it. I know, and it looked badass.
Yeah, it was almost like they knew.
Like, okay, it's going to be a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the story within the story, which we always have, going back to Danny citing that first season with Gina Carano episode where we had the Imperial Walkers and the people with the little farm people. This one was the fortress or the city with the magistrate who wanted the Jedi killed. Like, they had something going. They were yelling at each other when Mando showed up. And then as this episode went on, Mando sort of had an alliance with Ahsoka, but also sort of just kind of stood back and let her just kick some real tail all over that place and kind of take it down, and then he kind of swooped in at the last second for the gunfight. But that was highly entertaining.
Awesome.
That was really great stuff.
What are we learning about Beskar?
That it's
basically
tough steel.
Impenetrable?
Pretty much.
I didn't know there was anything that could take on lightsabers in a lightsaber fight, but here's Beskar spear looking pretty formidable,
so
Ty.
All now he of has his it. Metal is Beskar
yeah.
that he
it
wears.
It is now, yes.
Okay, everything that he wears is metal, and then that spear sword thing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, that thing can take down a lightsaber.
Then they had those prisoners in that really weird...
Yeah, who are they, Chide?
Shock
you know?
Collar.
I just think they were villagers that she was just like...
Setting examples.
Yes.
Like okay, so her, they have no meaning in the
no,
story.
No, and I think... I don't even know if Rosario Dawson, what the real connection, what that whole fortress was, and stopping it other than she's kind of a proponent of justice.
Well, and she wants the master. Well, who's the master?
Well, she asked... There's a
General Thrawn.
Yeah, there's a character. It's another character from the animated series and from the books before that, Grand Admiral Thrawn, that is going to be introduced probably in the next one. Who is this? He people have been waiting for him to make an appearance in some form or fashion in the movies and now the TV show because people just like that character. He's a kick ass. He kind of took over for the Empire once.
Oh,
the,
he's bad guy.
Yeah, he's bad guy.
Okay,
he took over the Empire when there was a void there.
So Ahsoka, who lives in the woods, didn't want to handle Grogu long term. So she set up the next episode by saying, you know what you need to do? You need to take him to planet Tython and place Grogu on the stone at the top of this mountain.
Let
and from there,
choose his own path.
He'll sort it out, which, of course, is the next thing. Mando has to walk back up into his ship and head off to another planet for the next episode.
Just please let Grogu have the little stick controller.
I know.
He just keeps taking it. Just let him have it.
I know.
Find something else to put on there.
Way more interested in that than a rock.
Yeah.
We're just like,
whatever.
Let's the rock fall. All right, so there you go. Episode 5. 3 to go, guys. Just like Picks with Friends.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.